Welcome to RevCast, an official podcast of Appleton Civilization Site.
I'm Carter Mandua.
Joe B. Reeves.
Alexander the First.
Who wants to do the intro this morning, by the way?
Not me.
Not me.
Oh my gosh.
Jinx.
Let's start with introducing the folks who are on the show. We have Joe B. Reeves. We also have Alexander One. And my name is Grandpa Troll, a.k.a. Bruce. And now we're going to turn it over to our host, our gracious Miss Carter Mandua.
It is so weird for me to be in charge. Can I just tell you that? I'm having a hard time with it.
I'm glad you are. I'm very glad that you are.
In charge or having a hard time?
I'm glad that you're in charge.
Hey, Bruce, which version of CivRev do you have, just so I know what we're standing on here?
Xbox 360.
Good. So far, I've been the only person who's had the Xbox version. Something I haven't mentioned in all the previous RevCasts is that my Xbox Live gamer tag is Sonic, so feel free to invite me as a friend.
So today we are kind of focusing on victory conditions of CivRev, but first, going back to a previous topic, not necessarily one that we've talked about on RevCast, but one that was talked about with the interview that Dan Q and I had with Jason Bergman from 2K Games. Back in August, there was a lot of talk about how the DS was kind of getting ripped off because it didn't come with a very large game manual. Jason explained that it was because of space issues and there's only so much you're allowed to put in a DS game box. But then he promised, and I kind of actually think that this was an offhand promise, just from the way he said it. He promised that they'd post one on the internet. Well, a lot of people listened to that interview, a lot of people over at the 2K forums listened to it, and they bugged him. There was one poster in particular that bugged him on a monthly basis, would send him and Elizabeth 2K, who runs the forums over there, constant nags. Is this done yet? Is this done yet? Is this done yet? I heard you promised it. I heard you promise it. Is it done yet? So last week, Elizabeth 2K posted an announcement saying that they got the game manuals up.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is great.
I got it downloaded. Wow, that is good stuff.
Yeah, it's 36 pages. It's a PDF file, so you download it on your computer and pull it up whenever you want. There has been reports of a few errors on it, but overall, looks like it's really, really well done.
It's actually a little bit more dense than the 360 manual. The charts in it are really, really good.
I'm pretty excited because, well, the little tiny thing that actually came with the DS game was non-existent.
Pretty light.
And because of the nature of DS games, there's no room for Civilopedia, like we've discussed before.
There's a manual! Yay!
Yay! Now we can actually learn how to play the game.
Yeah.
I know we've done this before in some of our introduction to the game, but there are four ways that you can win a victory. There's a cultural victory, which you get by amassing 20 of the following. You can get great people, wonders, or culturally flipped cities, and then you construct the United Nations wonder, which will become available to the Civ at that point, and so you win by kind of taking over the entire culture of the world. There's the domination victory, which means you just capture all the enemy capitals. That's interesting to me is that you don't actually have to capture all their cities, just their capitals, which is different than traditional gameplay, generally.
Quite. Quite. Well, and it gives them the opportunity to get their capital back.
Correct.
Yeah. But in, like, Civ 4, they have a couple of different versions. Like, there's domination and there's conquest. So, like, conquest is capture everything and domination is just dominate everything.
My favorite. I love that conquest. You exactly right.
It's much harder to win, I think.
Well, it's a lot easier to plan for conquest, in fact, I find, even though it's harder to achieve. Because domination...
You need a percentage.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I just have to take that city and this city and that city. It just gets kind of complicated with conquest. I'm just like, oh, just kill everything.
That's right.
It seems easier.
There is also an economic victory, which you get when you get 20,000 gold in your treasury, and then you can construct the World Bank Wonder, and then you win. There's also the technology victory. It's also known as the science victory. It's when you launch a spaceship to Alpha Centauri. It's not an automatic thing.
It has to get there.
Brings up an interesting point. When called to power, we had to build this alien embryo. There was always a chance you didn't actually build it, even though you had everything in place. The embryo wouldn't survive. So is there a chance that once you launch out the flight that it will crash or not make it, or isn't it pretty much a guarantee?
I think it's a turn set that has to go, and then you can build a wonder to help that. You can build a SETI wonder that makes the ship make it AC that much faster.
But I have heard accounts of people losing after they do because they get captured themselves.
Right. And if you try and launch a ship, you better have defense sitting in your capital because...
That makes you a target.
Yeah, AI will do its best to destroy you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Over at CSC, a hypothetical question here. So Prism B or something like that, and I apologize for messing your name up, but if you find out someone launches a space shuttle to Alpha, is there anything you can do to win? Well, the first thing I thought of was nuking somebody. So I discovered the technology and had the one nuke, but by that time I was down to 3 turns left in the game, and I didn't have military capabilities to go ahead and attack the city. It was a little too far away. I thought it was very interesting. You can't nuke it and win. You have to actually go in and capture the city. I thought, well, in the real world, and of course, you nuke something like that, there's not going to be any launch capabilities for them to do anything. But I understand it's a little balance between gameplay and realism, and maybe it's the theory of the bullet leaving the gun. You could take out the shooter, but the bullet's already going down range, and where it goes, it goes. Is it the capital of a nation? Is that the only city that's going to be able to launch the space shuttle to Alpha Centauri?
That's a good question.
If you nuke the city, that spaceship's already left. And so, of course, they could still win if they're still in control of that city. If you jump in and you say, wait, Kyoto launched this ship, and I am now owner of Kyoto, thus I win. That's one thing.
I guess the question is, can you destroy the city that's creating the ship? You can build components in separate cities. You don't have to build components in any one city. I think the ship launches from your capital, whether you've built it in your capital or not. I could have, you say, Kyoto, but I could build all the components in separate parts in separate cities, and then it launches from your capital.
So if you've built all the stuff, and then you're building your last component, your capital gets captured, but you don't have any components in your capital, will it launch from city number 2?
I don't know. That's a great question. It's a very specific question. I'm sure that our wonderful fans will build up a scenario to have that happen.
Well, yeah, we could gameplay test it. We can talk about it next time if we want.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the cultural victory one?
Sure.
Yeah, makes sense. Because the domination one, I think we already kind of hit. It's pretty straightforward.
We kind of did hit the domination one. This is my impression of cultural, and this might just be me. I think cultural victory is the easiest one to win because you're not getting as beat up by the AI. However, I think that if you're playing on a higher level, and possibly on Deity, although, I'll be honest, I don't play on Deity.
Yeah, I'm not smart enough.
That it might be the hardest one to win. And logically, that makes sense to me, because on Deity, the AI, who are already bad, are totally going to thwart every effort you make. And culture, where it's more of a pacifist way to win, I think that might be a harder way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's difficult, but you can do it as a warring faction as well. I mean, you can spy them and steal GPs.
Totally.
A lot of fun. The AI is pretty good about parking spies, though.
That's the cool thing about that, though, is that you can steal great people. That's a really cool feature of this game that you can't do in other games. This is posted on 2K Forum by Carbine Guy, asking what's the best strategy to get a tech victory, because he says that He dedicates the city to research because he's trying to get his victory, his tech one, but he ends up producing around 1,000 research, but around the time of spaceflight, the game ends and I can't get Alpha Centauri. So I guess he's just not building it fast enough is what it looks like.
It's been my experience that extortion is one of the greatest tools that this game, to me, has for the AI.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want you great people. They're going to want you tech. And if you're in a tight race, you have got to have a superior defense.
Yeah.
Because they hit you far, wide, long, deep, and continuous.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about 10 cities doing this massive research. I just don't see how that's possible in the games I've experienced. What are you doing for defense? Because certainly you can't put one city producing defenders, because that would never be enough in my book.
I look at it two ways, though. First off, my main way of trying to win a science victory is staying isolationist. It goes hand in hand with what you're saying, Bruce, that if they don't know you're there, they can't ask you for anything. So I've run into where I'm techs and techs and techs down the line, and I haven't run into a single civilization yet, and it's wonderful because I'm not being bothered by this idiot who's coming in and asking me for literacy and asking me for literacy and asking me for literacy every
turn.
Oh, yeah.
So the isolationist track is a great way to go if you can get away with it.
Right.
But one of the things that bothers me about the game is that in the initial plans of the game, you can see it in the strategy guide, you used to be able to extort from other civs. They don't have that anymore, unfortunately. It's only within conversation that you can start to try and ask them for like 5 gold pieces or something. But you used to be able to actually initiate a conversation and say, hey, you know what? I know you're ahead and I'll beat the crap out of you if you don't give me, obviously, literacy.
That's right.
So I'm disappointed by that. But the way I see it, though, if they're really asking for a tech that you have and it's somewhat of a basic tech, they're usually not built up too well. If they're behind you in science, they're generally behind you in offensive capability or defensive capability as well.
Right.
So I've found in time that if you just continuously ignore them and let them declare war on you all day long, who cares? Just find a choke point and don't let them in.
That's a good point.
So this is kind of like locking the door to the preschool.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Custom victory conditions for specific types of victories. Downloadable content, which is going to be a future topic. There are scenarios that are downloadable within specific packs that have specific victory conditions like gold conditions or tech conditions. So the option is out there if you're willing to pay a couple bucks for it. The PS3 owners and Xbox 360 owners can use whatever purchasing system that they use. But through the vanilla game itself, there are no custom specific victory conditions that are available.
That's good, because I wish they come up with the conquest. Is really what I want, a conquest.
There's downloadable victory conditions that every time that you see any other AI, it's going to be war. There's no chance for peace in the game, for example.
Yeah, but they could still win by another condition, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm...
You want to turn off all the other victory conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah, which you can't do at the time.
It's going to be Civ Rev 2.
Yeah.
If they do that, because I think they're done with the content for this game.
Oh, so I'm out in the dark. So they're talking of a Civ Rev 2?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Well, the fans are.
Oh, the fans are. Well, that's half the battle.
Just as a quick aside, if you want to win the One City Challenge achievement on Xbox, Genghis Khan's a way to do it, because if you capture a barbarian city and it becomes a city of yours, it's not counted as a built city. So
no
you're
way.
Still, yeah, you're still technically within the One City Challenge.
I wonder how many people know that little trick.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that. I appreciate that.
That's the way to walk around the rules, because rules say you can only build one city.
Yeah, and that's exactly true. It's build. You can capture or steal using Genghis, and that you're still under the One City Challenge.
You've been listening to RevCast Episode 3. We've been joined by co-host Joby Reeves.
Thank you, and I'm sorry.
Alexander the First.
It's been fun.
Our guest co-host, Grandpa Troll, also known as Bruce.
It was my honor and pleasure.
And I'm Carter Mandua. Thanks, everyone.
For more on this show, Siblings Polycast, and Modcast, log on to the series' official website at polycast.apolton.net. Record date February 28th, 2009. Civilization Revolution sound clips copyright Take-Two Interactive. Copyright 2009, a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net.